Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren, and alongside me is Jane Fawcett.
Oh, glad you're excited to have me on the show, Christian.
I am very excited to have you here. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans
Day. Glad that we could do a show today. I thought we weren't going to have work today, but I woke up and checked our HR site. I was like, all right, we have work today.
You know what was cool today? I went to lunch with some friends and I saw a family that was getting up and leaving, and they had their grandpa with them, and he was wearing a hat that was you know, those blue hats with the gold writing that says that they were a part of whatever war. Yeah, that they were a veteran, basically. And then I saw a guy get up and shake that man's hand. Oh, and cool. I just thought, that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could do a show for you guys today. And Jane and I had an opportunity to do a wedding this weekend.
We did.
Jane was the, you'd be considered the wedding coordinator, and I was the DJ.
Yep.
So if you're in the business of a DJ and a wedding coordinator, we got the 1-2 punch right here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And so just saying, you know, we're not free, but we're cheap. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I'd take a little more. We're a good team.
We're a good team. That's right. So aside from that, we've got a great show for you guys today. We are going to talk about this past week's sermon on Philemon and Philippians, which was great. It was just talking about joy in all things. Yep. And so if you did not hear this past week's sermon that Brad gave, I'd strongly recommend it. But we will discuss it. We'll talk a little bit about that, as well as an interview with one of our favorite people, Kim File.
We love Kim File.
Yeah, we'll have her on the show. And then at the end of the show, we'll close it out. But what is the music for this week, Jane?
The music for this week is Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah.
I feel like Sarah, old Spoutcast Sarah, I don't even know her last name anymore.
Wells.
Sarah Wells.
Wow.
I feel like Sarah Wells liked Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah, we both did.
Okay. And Dave Johnson, I guess, does too.
Oh, Dave likes Sarah Bareilles too.
I feel as though, and this is going to be bad, I'm not as big of a fan of the female singers.
And I would be the opposite. I love a female singer.
Yeah. But I like my wife, so that's probably a good thing.
Well, yeah. I'd be worried if you didn't.
Probably the only person I go, okay, I like her is Kelly Clarkson or Katy Perry, I'd say.
Interesting. Yeah. I like more of the
Sarah McLachlan type.
No, I wouldn't say Sarah McLachlan. I like Ingrid Michaelson. Ingrid Michaelson. I like those type of girls.
Also, don't listen to music very much, as you can tell on this show that I don't have any music that's current or above 2007. I feel
but you do. You know what? I think we need to talk about Mock Rock for a minute.
Oh yeah, you want to touch on Mock Rock?
You did have a good mashup of songs for your performance.
For me and Ben's performance, or my performance with our students?
Both, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they were all YouTube songs.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know what's current and I know what's hip.
Yeah.
I just don't listen to music very often.
So if you didn't get a chance to go to Mock Rock on Friday, let me tell you.
You missed out.
You missed out big time.
That's right.
Because I feel like, and I told this to Christian, best WSM event that you guys have, hands down. And I laugh so much during that time. Oh my gosh. I just get the giggles. I'm stuck on the giggles.
I was trying to explain something to Dale and just saying there's something about a junior higher doing a Mock Rock. Like, there was this girl that came up and kind of was playing this sassy girl, and
blonde,
girls just want to have fun.
Blonde girl?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
And
she owned it.
She sold it. And
she
did. Never in a million years will there be an age where you could do that. And you could sell it with so much sass and not care about what other people think. And she walked off that stage and thought, I'm the greatest person in the whole wide world.
She definitely felt like she needed to give everybody her autograph.
And it was awesome. And so that's what I enjoy about that event.
I think, too, having it earlier on in the year, it bonds the group together.
Totally
because
agree.
They can collaborate on something as a team, and you want to win as a team, and you want to, it just,
my team got second place this year, but Jeremiah's team got first, and I will concede the victory to him.
Jeremiah's team did an excellent job.
Yeah, his was great. So I hope if you were at Mock Rock, you knew how much fun it was and it was great. But if you missed it, man, come next time because Mock Rock is awesome.
It is.
But let's enjoy some Sarah Bareilles. Mm-hmm. And up next, we'll have some sermon discussion.
Tell me the truth, to burden your mouth for what you say. No pieces of paper in the way, 'cause I can't continue pretending to choose these opposite sides on which we fall, and loving you later as if at all. This many times my memory is cruel. I'm queen of attention to details, defending intentions if he fails. Until now,
it has been granted to you that you would believe, and it also has been granted, you're welcome, that you would suffer for his name. Now, why would he grant us both belief and suffering? It's easy to praise God when things are good. Everybody has joy when circumstances are up, when things are good, when life is happy. But can you have joy in suffering? If you have joy when things are good, people go, well, circumstances are good. Well, of course you have joy. But when you have joy in suffering, you proclaim something so much bigger than you, so much deeper than you, so much more profound than you. You proclaim Christ. And he's saying that this church had the gift given to them to believe and to suffer, to proclaim Christ.
That was a clip from this past week's sermon. And that clip was specifically when Brad was talking about Philippians. And oftentimes in the Generation series, there's a tie-in between the two books. But I think with Philippians and Philemon, Brad really wanted to separate the two. And so his first probably 8 minutes were just touching on what Philemon was and just kind of the story of Philemon. And then what he did is kind of set that aside and really talked about just what Philippians has to say. And really in the theme of Philippians is this concept of having joy in all things. And as you heard in that clip, you know, there's two types of joy in a sense. There's the joy you can experience when things are good and when things are going great, and the joy that you have in Christ. But what a testament to your belief and your faith in Christ if you can have joy in things that are difficult. Mm-hmm. And so I heard the midweek message, and I don't know if you heard Sunday's message, mm-hmm. But I know he tossed in a story in there.
Yeah, a really powerful story.
And was
story.
This about Trent Dilfer or?
I don't know if it was Trent Dilfer. Okay. It was somebody who lost their son. I think his name was Trayvon. Nope.
I think it was Trent. I'm pretty sure it's Trent.
No, it was the kid's name was
the kid's name, Trevin.
Trevin.
Yeah, so that's Trent Dilfer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear that story, but
sure.
Do you
want me to tell it to
you? Yeah, I don't need to hear the whole story, but it put in context a little bit of how the talk was framed.
Yeah.
Because I know it changed a little bit for Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, I heard the five, and the story that Brad tied in was just a super powerful story of Trent losing his son when he was 5 years old, and how Trent was just pleading with God, like, take me and spare my son's life. And it didn't happen that way. The Lord took his son. And when Brad did the funeral, he had asked Trent, like, hey, can you, like, are you going to be able to say something? And he's like, I don't know. So Brad just said, when I look at you, and you, if you stand up, then you'll come up. But if you don't, then I'll just keep going and nobody will know. So Brad looked at him and he stood up and went to the front and just said, like, if any of you see Christ in this, if any of you come to the Lord because of my son's life, then it was worth it.
Sure.
And just that picture of completely trusting the Lord and finding some joy in a situation where is completely tragic.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I have a similar story with my brother and sister-in-law when they lost their daughter. Mm. The same thing was they just wanted people to see God through it and for people to, so that her life didn't seem, and this, I don't mean this to sound bad, but that her life didn't seem wasted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, even though it was short, like that people can look at the situation and see in the midst of such tragedy that they're trusting the Lord and finding joy in it. And from that seeing that they could only do that because of Christ.
Yeah. And in the context of what was being written in scripture, it's yeah. And I didn't hear that story. Mm-hmm. And so that I think really puts it in perspective a little bit more. But the context is just, Paul is writing this church to this church, and a couple things, just culture that day was brutal. The Roman mm-hmm. Empire was brutal at the time. And there was, the kind of Caesar at the time was just a kind of a brutal ruler. Yeah. And it was a hard, time to be living in. And so he's writing this to them to make sure they have joy in all things. But then yeah. also Paul, who's the writer, is writing, these are called prison epistles, and mm-hmm. he is writing in prison. And yeah. for him to express that joy, that look, this is not an ideal situation for mm-hmm. me, but I'm going to find joy in things that are difficult.
Yeah. Because he says it is good for me to be in the position that I'm in because sure. of the impact that he's able to make in the community, so to speak, that he's in.
Yeah. And I think the kind of the big takeaway is really look at your life and look at your response to things that are difficult. Mm-hmm. And do people see Christ in you? Sure. I think something that's really a practical thing is when financially things aren't going well for your family, like what is your response to that? Are you frustrated? Are you upset? Or you're like, I know God has a plan in this and I'm going to submit to his plan and his will. And I really think it's a testament to your faith in Christ is that when you do experience joy in the midst of difficulties, what a great testimony to that faith that you have. Because I think what people oftentimes may see is, oh, something goes wrong in your life. And it's like, oh, well, where's Christ now? You know, it's yeah. like, he's always here, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that's when people start to question Christianity and believers is when we don't respond the way that Christ wants us to respond.
Yeah.
And we just go, well, screw this or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Did you pull anything out of it, get anything out of it or?
Yeah. Brad challenged at the very end, the idea of we will face trials. They're not optional. They're not, it's not that they might happen. It's when they do. And just, threw it out there of like, when was the last time that you faced a trial? And like, if you can't think of something, like how well are you living for Christ? Mm. So that was a good challenge just even for me to think through, like, what are the trials that the Lord has put in my life? And how often are they? Mm-hmm. And am I living a life that is completely for Christ to the sense of I would go through crappy situations for him or sure. whatever. And so it was just a good thing to think through and to be challenged by. And
you know, something I've liked about these last couple of weeks is that I can draw a theme from these books. And when I look at Philippians, let's say 10 years down the road, and when I read Philippians or whatever, I'm looking at it now through the lens of, oh yeah, this is about joy in all things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the goal is that we're able to, of this generation series, that we're able to pull out a big theme. And oh yeah, we talked about Philippians and Philemon, you know yeah. what I mean? And so when we're reminded of those Christian themes in our life, we can draw it back to scripture and mm-hmm. different books of the Bible. And I even look at Romans and faith and yeah. and really we talked about faith and oh yeah, we walked through Romans mm-hmm. or we talked about the supremacy and the sufficiency of Christ. And oh yeah, we talked about Colossians and Ephesians. Yeah. Colossians yep. and Ephesians. And so that's really the hope in this series. And so hopefully we'll be able to do that again next week, but we're out of the prison epistles. And this mm-hmm. next week, we're going to talk about Hebrews.
Yep.
And so Shay will be teaching on that this week, looking forward to that. But I just love this concept of joy in all things. I think it's something that Christians need to continue to work on and mm-hmm. continue to look at their attitude and how they approach life and difficult situations, and also how they approach good situations. Do they have joy when things are really good, and do they share what Christ is doing in their life when mm-hmm. things are good? You know, there's a testimony either way. So.
And are you relying on Christ when things are good? Because it's easy to not.
Because you start relying on yourself. You're like, mm-hmm. I did this. I got to this spot. So, well, it was a great sermon. It was a shorter one than the last couple of weeks. It was probably only like 30 minutes. And so I loved it. I thought it was great. Just really, I think, a powerful message. Mm-hmm. So listen to that. And up next week, we'll talk about Hebrews. But up next, we're chatting with our best friend, Kim.
Kim File and Baby Nug.
That's right. So stay tuned for that and enjoy some more Sarah Bareilles.
Tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder, even I know that. Made room for me, but it's too soon to see if I'm happy in your hands. I'm unusually hard to hold on to. Blank stares at
All right, we are back, and we are here with, I would say, one of my favorites in the top few, very high.
It's true.
On my list.
High on my list as well.
Yeah, wow. Her name is Kim File, Kimberly File, Kimberly Jessica File.
What?
What's your middle name?
No, Ruth.
Well, I was just tossing out a name, hoping
Jessica,
it would fly.
Huh? That's a good one. And with her today is Baby Nug.
That's right.
Kim's got a baby in her belly.
Yes.
Now, Kim, a couple of little details about you. I believe this is the first time you've been on the show that I've been on the show. Is that correct?
She was on my birthday episode.
Well, was that the one where there was a bunch of connections people on?
It was Cam, Layla, and
I've
Kim.
I've been interviewed on my birthday.
Yeah. But I was not here that day.
I don't think you were.
Yeah, I think it was you and Sarah that did that
and
episode.
And Andrew.
Oh,
Andrew was, yeah.
Andrew was me. He was kind of filled in.
That's
and
true.
And Kevin Tinkin was here.
Oh, yeah. May he rest in peace.
Because he thought Andrew and I were married.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's Kevin for you. Kevin had an interaction with Layla where mm-hmm. Layla shook his hand and he couldn't look at her face.
Super awkward. He went like this. Nice to meet you.
And he just put his hand over there, but his face was looking the opposite direction. Yeah. So a lot has changed since Kim's been on the show last.
Yeah.
So Kim, what's been going on in your life? Well, first of all, what is your role at The Well, just so people know who you are?
Yeah, definitely. I am the Connections Director for the Fig Garden Campus, which I thoroughly enjoy. And so that means moving people from guest to family, connecting with new folks, organizing a lot of the volunteers on a Sunday. And then also I help out with spiritual formation at the Fig Garden campus as well. So overseeing the women life group leaders and coaches at the Fig Garden campus.
All Fig, all the time.
24/7.
That's right. And so you currently, you have something growing inside of you.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Not a medical condition.
No, not a medical condition.
A human.
So tell us about this.
Yeah, well, Brian and I are having a baby. I mean, you know, like.
Brian File has been on the show a couple times before, he's a well-known person.
Yep. Yes, he works at Neighborhood Thrift. Got to do a shout-out.
Heyo. This morning, Kim made a good joke about being pregnant. I was saying, I just had like the longest day yesterday. So in the office, I'm like, gosh, I am so tired. And Kim's like, me too. And then I don't know if I was like being sassy? And I was like,
a little sassy.
Yeah. Like, well, I think I'm more tired than you are or whatever. And she goes, I'm growing a human inside of me, so I'm more tired than you are.
It was a Trump card. It was a Trump card. She did.
She's never used the growing a human card yet.
Kim,
so.
Although, don't make a backhanded comment to Kim, because Kim will backhand you right back, all right?
I like it about her.
Kim is a frequent welly dellier.
She is.
Oh, every day.
Uh-huh. Well, PB&J. Oh, pizza recently. She's been into Best Friend Ben's Pizza.
Yeah, have you had some cravings over your time of pregnancy? Or not really?
Yeah. Well,
I noticed you eating some chocolate candies today in our teaching team meeting.
Really? On the airwaves.
No, I don't usually see you eat like treats. Yeah. And so I was like, what's up? You got some sugar cravings?
So in the very beginning, it was always bean and cheese burritos with lime from Wahoo's. Like that was like what I wanted every night. And anything to do with fake cheese. So Doritos, Cheez-Its, mac and cheese.
Cheetos.
Yes. Hot Cheetos, normal Cheetos.
We had a discussion the other day. Let's see where you land on it. Yeah. White cheddar.
Never. I didn't even get it out.
Cheez-Its or regular Cheez-Its.
Yeah, regular.
All right. Hey.
No contest.
Okay, keep going.
So then it kind of like the cravings went away, and then I feel like lately, pizza. I could have pizza every night. That just sounds really good all the time. And then, I might want some treats every now and then.
There's no judgment. I just was saying I noticed it, and you're usually kind of a simple lunch person. Kim's a very simple apple.
PB&J.
And a little glass of water in my mugs.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of weird. Not your mugs. I don't seek out your mugs. But
I would say you specifically use my mugs, but I don't have my name written on them. No. And I don't want to take them back from
you either. She uses a glass mug pretty consistently.
Recently, she's been on the Gospel Swamp train, my mug.
Yeah, I was on that and the O'Neill train. I didn't know that it was they were your
Christian,
mugs.
You should just make sure you get them out of the dishwasher once they're clean.
Well, I should do that. Yes, I absolutely should. I apologize, Kim.
No, I thought they were free game for the Welly Deli people, but apparently we got some ownership.
What I'd like to see is that people look at them and they go, oh, those are Christian's mugs? I don't dare touch those.
Oh, whatever. Come on, get over yourself.
Seriously. Kim, what is your, I know you're the connections director, but what does that entail over at the Fig Garden campus? Maybe we have some Fig Garden listeners. How would they see you? What are ways they can get involved?
Definitely.
Kim is the pregnant one. And so if you don't know who she is at Fig, you go, oh, that's the one that's pregnant.
Yes, the only one. There is no other pregnant ladies at Fig.
You are one of two pregnant people on staff right now, or so we know of.
So we know of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Layla could be, pregnant.
She's gonna kill you.
Say things like that.
She's gonna, oh man, you're in trouble.
Oh boy.
But on a Sunday, so you'll see me around. Really my role on a Sunday is connecting with the team, specifically ADOF, First Touch, and Link, just to make sure things are running smoothly, volunteers are there. But then people can get just involved in so many ways. And we need help in so many areas, and not just like because people should help, but because our church runs on volunteers, and it's just joy when people get to serve. So they could serve in those ministries, Kids Connection, but really my primary role on a Sunday is to connect with my teams that I specifically oversee, and then also welcome guests and make sure they feel welcomed at our campus.
And during the time of you obviously having a child, is someone going to fill in for that or how's that going to work out?
Yeah, there's an awesome guy named Alex Acree. He goes to the Fig Garden campus.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Married to Beth Acree. Great
Alex
couple.
Was on staff for like the first like 2 weeks of when I first came on staff, but he was like an intern for Mike or something. He was Mike's admin.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone called him Manny. He was the only
male admin.
That's right. He was breaking down walls.
Yeah, well, until Chris Schultz came along and was Andrew's admin.
True, true. Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about that.
So cool.
So he is going to be volunteering and taking my spot while I'm gone. So he'll be there every Sunday while I'm out on maternity leave, make sure things happen. So he's a great guy. He's super achiever, which is awesome because I am not. So he's going to really be on top of things.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, wow.
Kim and I have an argument or a discussion, or do you get upset when we talk about the refrigerator?
A little bit. I mean,
I love you guys. You guys are the greatest. So that I don't have any ill thoughts about anything.
Your refrigerator or the Welly Deli refrigerator?
No, our refrigerator.
Oh.
So basically, here's the thing. So Brian and I mean, we're both not achievers. We're not, we like a clean house, but we're not like, you know, crazy or something like that. And so I believe one time Christian and Lacey are over hanging out for dinner or something, and Christian takes a picture of the inside of our fridge.
Unbeknownst to them.
Unbeknownst to us. And like shows it to people.
To people?
No. Wait. No.
Puts I showed it online.
I
no,
did not
he
put it online.
Instagrammed it?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Okay. Something similar happened to me a couple weeks ago when Christian needed to go get my computer out of my car. And I, you know me, Kim.
Yeah.
I keep a very clean car. Well, life is just getting kind of out of hand recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, we take a lot of stuff back and forth from campuses. So my trunk is a disaster right now. So I handed him the keys to my car and said, don't judge me because of my trunk. Because I felt self-conscious about it. What happens as soon as I leave the spout? I get a picture of my trunk.
Wow. Christian, this is a problem. But he does. No, he literally does take a picture of the inside of our fridge.
Yes.
The funny thing is
I believe every minute of
I
that.
I was like, wow, I feel so
violated
in my own home. Like, I can't keep my fridge how I want.
You like, I can. Don't. I don't care. I don't care, Kim. And here's the thing. This and I thought, wow, this would be a great topic of discussion at the Welly Deli. And we all had a good laugh about it.
Oh, so he brings it up in the Welly Deli and shows the picture.
Where was I that day?
I don't know.
It was a good
Christian,
day.
Bad form.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, I mean, but let's be real. Like, if I took a picture of his fridge, how empty it is, I'm like,
oh, that's true.
It's not necessarily a source of pride.
For him,
for
it,
me
is.
It is.
But it's, I think it shows your, I don't know, a little bit.
A little bit crazy?
A little bit. You're crazy.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would agree.
Bit.
I would agree.
I think the trueness of who you are comes out in your fridge. And the trueness of me is in my fridge.
That's
you
right.
Let's call it
there's
as
no,
that.
There's the spade is a spade. I have no judgment, Kim. I think you and Brian are wonderful. And I personally am... friendship-wise, and even I think something in Lacey that I think I'm attracted to is that they're different than me. That I like that your fridge is different than mine because it makes me go, that's what a normal person's fridge should look like.
Okay, good. That makes
Does that make sense?
Better. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, Jane's trunk, on the other hand, that's a whole different story. So, you know, that's tacky. You know, I'm just kidding, Jane.
And I would have to say, Jane, you do have, I probably would say, the cleanest car. Consistently
that I take
a ride in.
Mm.
Have you seen her trunk?
You know what? I'm a busy girl, okay?
She's got
That's the
do.
Last thing I have to worry about right now is just how clean my trunk is.
Just kidding.
No, all you're right. not.
Now,
no, you're not.
Let's get back to Kim.
Okay.
All right. Back to
Gladly.
Kim. Now, Kim, outside of the Wells Connection Director position, okay?
Yes.
I know that you are involved outside of the Well heavily mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. just various different things. What are those? We've had Andrew on here before and he's talked about No Name or things like that. But
yeah.
What are some things that you're involved in directly outside of the Well that you're passionate about?
Yeah.
Aside from connecting people, making people guests to family.
Yeah, definitely. One thing that I'm really passionate about that I'm part of the advisory panel for the Center for Community Transformation that's
okay.
going through FPU that started and it's all about, it's a center where they really look at the city of Fresno and assess what are the needs in the area and how can we get involved. And so I'm really passionate about that. So you can check that out, Center for Community Transformation.
Was that the bus tour thing or that was totally separate?
Totally separate, okay. Yeah. So it's run by Randy White and they got started some very cool initiatives. And so, yeah, I'm really proud to be a part of that and excited to be on board with that. And then also just urban ministry in general, where we're very passionate about our neighborhood where we live down by Susan B and getting involved with neighbors and really just praying for that area and really just figuring out how can we join God in what he's already doing down there.
What is, as far as just like, you guys have been married for, I think, 4 years, right? You've been mm-hmm. in the same house for almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Almost five years. I guess in May it'd be 5 years,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So what's been your favorite just thing about living down in the Tower area?
Oh, man, there's so many things. But I would for sure have to say the community. There's just a sense of community. Like mm-hmm. people tend to live life more outside in these areas of town, you know, you don't, a lot of people don't have AC, so it's cooler outside in the summer. And so you barbecue in the front yard. And so I would say Brian and I just have a big sense of community down in that area. We know a ton of our neighbors and a lot of people who from the Well who've moved down there. So we're in walking distance of so many of our good friends and our neighbors, and even, you know, not too far walking distance from downtown and Tower. So we get to experience the culture of both those areas.
Now, Kim is, I would consider, the ultimate cheerleader as well. Kim's husband and Andrew File and a couple of Ben's sort of on the team too. Yeah. We're involved in a previously a softball team, right? And Kim would be considered the number one cheerleader. Now, did you have cheer experience in high school?
Oh, no.
Or? Okay.
And I would consider myself more of a manager of the team.
Okay, all right.
Like
okay.
a general manager.
Oh,
you know?
I like that.
One of my ultimate favorite things to do. I never knew I would enjoy it so much, but I love watching sports when I know people in it.
Okay, we got rewind the tape. Okay. What did you just say?
I love watching sports when I know people that are playing.
Okay.
I absolutely.
I got to take that quote out a little bit.
I hate watching sports when it's on TV or something.
Now, what if your kid's really into sports? Are you going to become the sports mom?
I'm probably going to be that mom.
Good.
I'm going to have to like tame back a little bit, because when I'm watching the Fig softball team play,
sure.
I mean, I get really into it.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm
those
like yelling at them. Those are my peeps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if they're not talking to each other,
right.
they need to talk to each
uh-huh.
other. So I'm yelling out to them, you guys got to talk to each other.
Yeah.
You got to watch that ball. It's
mm-hmm.
a little high or,
yeah.
you know, whatever they need encouragement wise mm-hmm. and maybe just a little like.
She's like the third
kicking
base
the
coach.
Yeah, sure. Kick in the pants, you know. That's what I'm there for.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. So
you're like, yeah, the first base coach, but in the stands.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Which everyone appreciates.
Totally,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you may also be the only fan there yeah. at times. So.
Are they still playing?
No,
the season's
finished.
Over now.
Yeah.
But,
it started in like May to October.
Kim, I appreciate that about you. I'm the same. I love watching something that someone's playing and that I know.
Best.
But I do also like watching sports on TV too. Yeah.
My mom, she would have never said she liked sports. Like, would have gone far away from sports as possible. But unfortunately or fortunately, her kids got involved in sports. My brother and I happened to be athletic. And so my mom early on, and we have memories of this, and my dad still laughs about it. She didn't know like sports terms because she was not affiliated with sports growing up.
Yeah.
You know, and so by the time we got into soccer or I played football and then basketball, she would yell out terms. I played football for 2 years in Pee Wee and hated it. It was the worst sport ever.
Right.
She would yell out terms that weren't in line with what the sport
so
was.
So you'd like kick a goal in soccer and she'd be like, good touchdown, buddy.
Exactly. I mean, I have vivid memories of us playing soccer and my mom saying, blitz them, blitz them. And I feel like that's going to happen with you and Brian and sports.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're, you know, you guys know baseball terms, so I don't think there'd be an issue there. But let's say your kid plays basketball and they, you know, score a layup or something. You're going to say,
we have no hope.
Good goal.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Good goal.
And it's both Brian and I.
It's
like,
both
we're going to be
yeah.
the same in the stands, not knowing.
But that's what I love about
Brian. About.
But you guys will learn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll learn.
You'll take time to,
yeah.
and
to we
know
encourage
the lingo.
Them. We just figure Brian and I are like just average people. We just hope our kid is just average. You know?
I would argue that you and Brian are very above average.
Oh, well, thank
you.
But
I have been in, I would say, three vastly different communities in my life, and you and Brian and a few other people in Fresno are people that I go, those are good people, and they are above average, in my
opinion.
Oh,
well, thanks. And I would say Brian is above average because he's getting his master's.
Oh, my gosh, Kim. You're going to sell yourself short there?
I'm just kidding.
Education.
Hey, you're growing a human.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's right. You guys are going to be great parents. Are you worried about anything or you feel good?
Yeah. You know, like, I think the other day we have this family journal and we wrote in it all the reasons we're excited about becoming parents.
Sure.
And I think it was just a good time for us because it could be a tad overwhelming
mm-hmm.
sure.
to say like, yeah, now you're responsible for a child.
Uh-huh.
How's Chuck the dog?
Oh, Chuck is getting ready. She's getting groomed this week.
Oh, she's
so
going to
she
look her best for baby Nug.
Oh, for the baby photos.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
She's going to be a big sister, you know? She's
yeah.
got to look good. She's
got
to smell nice, got to look nice. So she's getting ready.
Well, Kim, we are excited for you. I know my wife and I are excited for the baby. And we're excited for the name. We're excited to know the gender. We're just very excited all across the board. And so thank you for coming on. And once you do have the baby, then can we announce what it is?
Yes, definitely.
Is that all right? Because to me, this is probably the closest. Family members have had a baby before, but I do feel like this is the first. Maybe besides Levi, this is kind of the first like big important baby for Lacey and I in our life. Is that weird to say?
No, we right. consider you're you guys like our Uncle Christian family. Yeah.
Yeah, but Kim and Brian. Brian's going to have a child. He's going to be...
It's your bestie, man. He's going to be a father.
That's right. So I'm excited because I get to celebrate Brian. We're having a little diaper shower for Brian this Saturday night or Friday night. So I'm looking forward to
so
that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
What kind of diaper should I get? Is that something... Cloth diapers?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that's what we're planning.
I made
too,
money, you know. So
I know you are.
So I can get it. What kind of cloth diaper should I get?
They're called Flip.
Where can I get them?
Online.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Amazon Prime.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, can I get them on Amazon?
Yeah.
Then I can get them by Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kim.
Thank you, guys.
Look forward to announcing the baby.
This is fun.
We
thanks,
guys.
Hopefully in 2 days.
No. Whoa. Slow down.
All right. Up next, we'll close out the show.
Something always brings me back to you. It never takes too long. No matter what I say or do, I still feel you here till the moment I'm gone. You hold me without touch. Keep me without chains. I never wanted anything so much than to drown in your love and not feel your rain.
All right, we are back and we are here, just me and Jane. Sam Hart was in the building and we asked him to do intro outro guy, and he
poor
said,
"Poor guy lost his voice."
I lost my voice.
But, poor guy. Oh
well. Jane, I don't have many announcements, but I do know Discovery's coming.
Discovery is coming in 2 weeks, November 23rd, from 8:30 to 1. Mm-hmm. We will have a chance for you to get to know the well better if you're new here, and.
And as we've always been doing, drawing attention to the seasons of compassion,
yeah.
Just don't let go of that. Our blog is continually being mm-hmm. Filled with just different ideas, different thoughts. And so check back in on that for what you're going to do for Thanksgiving, because we don't want to just go, oh, we did Halloween and that's it. And then yeah. I don't want to say much, but I'm excited for our Christmas services this year.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to toss too much out.
No, we shouldn't toss anything out.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great idea. It's cool.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
I think another thing too, we are opening the kids' buildings in the next couple weeks. So, I got it.
Okay.
So that's going to be super exciting if you attend the North Campus, just to have a new kids wing and different place for check-in and a place for people to gather in the courtyard over there. And that's going to be super awesome. And you know what, Christian?
What?
Changing the subject.
Uh-oh.
We've got a special birthday coming up this week.
Whose birthday?
On Wednesday, November 13th, our very own Sarah Wells will be turning 27.
Wow. Well... Is she our very own? I mean, she did
disown us. She is CBU's now, but...
I have on my phone, and I've shared this before, but like somehow the birthday dates got all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what it's going to say for Sarah's birthday, because yours says like Jane's 113th birthday.
That's
it actually
funny.
Says Sarah's 27th birthday this year.
It will be her 27th.
Sarah's older than me. Wow.
Yeah, and Dale thought today was her birthday, so he said... to me in the office, "Are you going to say something about Sarah Wells' birthday today?" And I was like, "Yeah, you weirdo. It's on Wednesday."
So, well, good thing if you see Sarah and you're one of our many fans at Cal Baptist, say happy birthday to her on Wednesday.
Basically, that's Taylor Allen.
That's right.
Taylor, will you please give Sarah a birthday hug for me?
A side hug.
I mean, who cares? Maybe it's a full-on hug.
Well, this is a spout.
And we're out.